This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosalba Garza. Date of birth, February 22, 1964. Case ID number 301-1316. Date of exam, 3/31/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Regional Hospital dated 9/23/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, or aches and pains. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members or friends who have had COVID-19. She has had 2 vaccinations for COVID-19 and a booster. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old divorced female with 4 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate right knee pain secondary to a meniscectomy and joint pain, irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, anxiety / depression, and low back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was April 2021, where she worked as a teacher for 6 years. She has substituted as a teacher off and on since she quit her job. During the time that she did work as a teacher, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her granddaughter, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number 1, right knee meniscectomy and joint pain. Number 2, irritable bowel syndrome. Number 3, asthma. Number 4, anxiety / depression. And number 5, low back pain. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 2016, she tore her right knee meniscus and went on to have a right knee meniscal repair arthroscopically. She states it was confirmed with an MRI, and she received 2 months of therapy. She denies any fractures and states that she had had 3 injections prior to the surgery, which responded fairly well to those injections. Her symptoms include swelling, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assisted devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Raul Garcia. At the present time, the claimant is taking diclofenac, 25 milligrams QD, and the only other physical activity that she does is take out the trash and go to the mailbox. Allegation number 2, irritable bowel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. She states the character of her abdominal pain is a crampy, sharp pain located in the lower groin area, which radiates down to the rectum. She states the pain usually lasts for 15 minutes, and she'll have it 3 times a day, especially after she eats. The associated symptoms include nausea, diarrhea 4 times per day, melena, and weakness. She denies any constipation or hematemesis. The claimant has not lost any weight during the past year, and she's food intolerant to spicy food. She was given cholestyramine 4 milligrams QD and Prevacid 15 milligrams QD. She denies having any surgeries and states the medication appears to be helping her. She was diagnosed with irritable bowel. Allegation number 3, shortness of breath, asthma. The claimant states that in 1970, she was diagnosed with having asthma secondary to allergies. She has had frequent bronchitis and pneumonias in the past. She states that her asthma can be precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, sometimes at rest, comma, and with the changes of the season. She denies anybody smoking in her family. The last time she was in the emergency room for asthma was January of 2022. And she states it was because she had run out of her medications for asthma. She states that when she doesn't have medication, she goes to the emergency room 4 times per year. She has not been hospitalized or intubated for asthma and states that she takes inhalers which control her asthma. The claimant is presently on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs TID, the albuterol nebulizer QAM, and QVAR steroid inhaler QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to have symptoms of sadness, the feeling of being useless, insomnia, anxiety, and always worried about her bills. She states that this all started when she stopped working. She denies any suicidal attempts and states that at the present time she's on no medication. She states that her symptoms have remained the same and she has not sought medical attention for this condition. The claimant appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, low back pain. The claimant states that in 2008, she started to develop a dull lumbar sacral back pain with pain radiating down both legs, but mostly to the right side. No surgeries have been performed and no MRIs have been taken. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking in the park. Her physician at this time is Dr. Pichetto, and she has not seen a chiropractor but has received one session of physical therapy. At the present time, she's on Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 capsules, TID, as needed for pain, and diclofenac, 25 milligrams QD. Which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain, questionable scoliosis, and sciatica. Her condition is fairly stable at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 77 from lung cancer. Her mother is 97 and has hypertension, osteoarthritis, and back pain. Medications, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID, nebulizer of albuterol QAM, QVAR steroid inhaler QD, cholestyramine 4 milligrams POQD, Prevacid 15 milligrams QD, diclofenac 25 milligrams QD, and Tylenol 650 milligrams, 2 capsules TID, PRN is needed for pain. Medical problems, hypertension, obesity, questionable history of transischemic attack, gastritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis, lumbar sacral back pain, anxiety slash depression, asthma, dyslipidemia, history of pneumonia, allergies, major surgeries, right knee meniscectomy performed on performed in 2016, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, and a bladder lift. She also suffers from irritable bowel syndrome. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 183 pounds, height 59 and 3/4 inches, BP 132 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General, this is a 58-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal with bilateral cataracts noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal, but was corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Bilateral uncorrected is 20/200. Bilateral corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. The claimant had increased active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. It was noted, too, that the claimant during the physical exam had to go to the bathroom 3 times, secondary to her irritable bowel syndrome. Could you please drop down to Sarah Beller? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come in with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness noted on the right lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion. motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for a mild sensory neurological deficit of the right upper, the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally, which was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity where the claimant appears to have a radiculopathy of the right lower extremity. No evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 4 for all tested areas and plus 4 over 5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dextrous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee. No acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of lumbar sacral back sciatic problems, which may also be a small impingement syndrome or herniated disc in the lumbar sacral spine area, which is radiating down the right leg. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled irritable bowel syndrome and mild right lower extremity radiculitis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, history of right knee meniscectomy and joint pain, dash normal physical exam, being treated with medications at this time, and normal x-rays. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, irritable bowel syndrome. Dash being treated at this time, but appears to be poorly controlled. Number three, asthma, dash normal physical exam, being treated at this time, stable. Number four, anxiety slash depression. The claimant appears to be stable at this time. She is not being treated for this condition. Number five, lumbar sacral back pain, dash possible sciatica versus radiculitis of the right lower extremity. Normal physical exam appears to be mild. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Rosalba Garza.